You're listening to an excerpt from The Case for United Prayer, a compilation of works by Jonathan Edwards, Samuel Prime, and Richard Cross. The chapter you are about to hear provides a detailed account of the Third Great Awakening that began in New York City in 1857 and spread throughout the world.
Memorial. Jeremiah C. Lanthier. A mural tablet perpetuates the memory of Mr. Jeremiah C. Lanthier, the founder of the Fulton Street Prayer Meeting, and is the gift of his friends. In accordance with their wishes, it has been placed in the Middle Church, 2nd Avenue and 7th Street. This eminent servant of the Lord Jesus died at his residence in this city on Monday, December 26, 1898. His death occurred when the Christmas service at the Middle Church in 2nd Avenue was in progress, and while the large body of children there were singing the beautiful hymn, "Hark, What Mean Those Holy Voices?" Mr. Lanthier in his later years was an attendant at the Middle Church, and the Christmas service there was always especially delightful to him. This incident formed a beautiful ending to a spotless life. At his funeral, the casket was carried into the church on the shoulders of six young men, members of the Brotherhood of Andrew and Philip. These young men, for over a year, in view of Mr. Lanthier's growing infirmities, had been accustomed to accompany him to and from church. This last service moved the hearts of all who witnessed it. The consistory at its meeting, held February 2, 1899, unanimously adopted the following minute, prepared by a committee consisting of the Reverend Edward B. Coe, the Reverend John Gerardus Fagg, and Elder Ralph N. Purley. Minute. Mr. Jeremiah C. Lanthier, whose name will always be associated with the history of the Fulton Street Prayer Meeting, was born at Coxsackie, New York, September 3, 1809. He came to this city at an early age and engaged in business. Here also he came under the influence of divine grace and became an active Christian. He was engaged by this consistory in 1857 as a visitor in the interest of the North Church, a service in which he manifested exceptional energy and tact. The idea of a noon prayer meeting for businessmen originated with him, and such a meeting was held for the first time on the 23rd of September, 1857. It was originally intended to hold it once a week, but after the third meeting, by a general desire, it was decided to meet daily, and this has been done continuously until the present time, the Lord's Day excepted. The great success and wide influence of this meeting are well known. They were largely due to Mr. Lanthier's exceptional fitness for religious work of this kind, a man of strong faith, simplicity of purpose, kindness and gentleness of spirit, and readiness in prayer, exhortation, and song. He threw himself heartily into this work, and it was the chief object of his thought and activity until his death. His peculiar charm of appearance and manner won the confidence of all who came in contact with him, and his sound judgment, together with his Christian faith and zeal, made him one of the most eminent lay missionaries who have ever labored in this city. While intensely devoted to the interests of the meeting, which was for so many years in his charge, he was never carried by his enthusiasm beyond the limits of reason and propriety. And to these personal qualities, under the guidance of the Divine Spirit, are due the orderliness and sobriety which characterized this remarkable religious movement. Obliged by age and infirmity to relinquish, a few years since, all active work, he remained a regular attendant at the Middle Church, where he was treated, by the young men especially, with singular courtesy, and where the gracious influence of his presence was felt by all. In that church, his funeral service was held on Wednesday, December 28, 1898, and it was felt by all who were present that a life of unusual purity, beauty, and usefulness had come to an end. That feeling is shared by this consistory, which, in adopting this minute, expresses its sense of the value to this church of Mr. Lanthier's services, and the honor and gratitude with which it cherishes his memory. To all who have known Mr. Lamphere, the inscriptions on the tablet to his memory will at once appeal. Nothing recalls him so well as the inspired record of the noble Roman centurion, a devout man and one that feared God, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God alway. Truly can it be said of him, "Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God." Like the apostles, his life was given continually to prayer. May the power of that pure and spotless life indeed be silently proclaimed to succeeding generations.
You've been listening to an excerpt from the Case for United Prayer, a ministry of SermonAudio.com. The purpose of this book is simply to inspire and invigorate God's people to take up the same mantle in our own generation and to give ourselves continually to prayer. Remembering God's marvelous works in the past enlarges our faith in the place of prayer and gives us bright hope for the future. May God bless this humble attempt.